那雅思口语新周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你不感兴趣或者觉得无聊的话题相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a conversation topic that you are not interested in， 你特别可能无兴趣的或者说呢感到无聊的一个话题。开门见山，丧思路，首先交代话题本身。我想说的是婚姻，我最最最最讨厌的就是别人问我这方面的事儿，以及聊这方面的事儿。什么时候结婚呀？跟谁结呀？结婚有什么样的要求啊？有什么样的未来规划呀？这种事儿是我最讨厌的，把这个 marriage 相关的事儿带进来。其次，讲到细节，基本上谁能问我这事儿啊？好朋友一般不会问，就是家人，比如说我们家庭当中的 old ladies 当中，我的 auntie 啊 grandma 呀、啊，他们会问，七大姑八大姨什么的，是吧？经常会问，每一次 every single time 都会问，把细节带进来。第三，结尾强调一个引导，我的解决方案两个：一，闭上眼睛睡觉，戴上耳机，我装作听不到；二，我直接离开他们，我出去干嘛呢？做点喜欢的运动，打个篮球什么的。总之不跟他们联络。那这样来看，三者贯穿回答呢符合逻辑。首先强调这话题本身是 about marriage， 关于婚姻、爱情什么的。其次强调细节，第三结尾做一个解决方案的引导，三者贯穿符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the topic of a conversation that I'm not really fond of, I must say, is about marriage.Especially when I'm spending time with a bunch of my family members, such as my auntie, grandma. You know, old ladies are really into such kinds of topics, which in my consideration a bit boring and weird. The other day, probably a weekend afternoon, I had such opportunities to talk with my dearest ones of the family. You know, like my auntie, grandma, as I've mentioned above. My auntie asked me time and time again, every single time, seriously,like when to get married, any plans about it, some stuff like that. Every single time, after the dinner or lunch at the weekend, I had to face all of them and the topics. The topic has got to do something with marriage, undoubtedly, then I'll be the real center for all of them. For me, I'm very young and I wouldn't try to think about it in 2 to 3 years. Apparently, my dearest ones, like my auntie and grandma, you know, apparently they don't think so.By the way, I got 2 perfect solutions, putting on my earphone, then take a nap, or just leaving the house to play some sport. So I think that's it.
那在结尾呢，Jason强调了一下，那我的解决方案，一般来说不喜欢聊这个话题的话呢，无非就是戴上耳机睡个觉，或者说呢，直接离开他们，是吧？然后呢，我可能出去做点自己喜欢的活动，比如做点运动啊，打个篮球什么的。这样来看呢，形成一个解决方案的引导。考官接下来就会问了，你遇到不喜欢的事情都会这样去解决吗？还有别的方案吗？形成更多话题的比对和引导。那好，说几个小细节。第一个强调呢，无趣而且奇怪 ，a bit boring and weird。第二个，我最爱的家人们 ，my dearest ones of the family。第三，百分之百的肯定，确信无疑的 ，undoubtedly。最后，我的解决方案有两个，我有两个特别完美的解决方案 ，I got 2 perfect solutions。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason， 微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。